Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Biggie's back from Mix 104.1.
Yep.
And can't be Kennedy. How'd it go? Well, don't tell us.
I won't tell you how it went, but it went great, and I think I got some Taylor I think I got some Taylor Swift tickets, and I think I can parlay those into Drake.
Wow.
I don't think you're allowed as an Odyssey employee to win tickets or win any contest on any radio.
Well, station. I didn't win a contest. Let's just say they fell off a truck. Or let's just say they were blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
But no, it went really good. It went really good. I'm excited.
Well, we were rolling on it. So,
oh, were you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so I thought they were doing it.
Maybe we'll hear some of the highlights as they were.
Two juggernauts, let me tell you this, in the world of trivia.
How does the game work?
So it's five questions, trivia. She leaves the room, and then they ask me the questions. I answer them. She comes back, and then they ask the same five questions.
I see.
And, you know, the best of the obviously the one who answers the most questions wins.
Uh-huh.
So it was really good. And she's like, her record is ridiculous. I think she's almost at 5,000 wins.
Wow.
Like 4,900.
How does one assure that she has not been given the questions in advance?
You don't. I mean, that's the thing. I told you, it's like
Is the Procter & Gamble supervising the whole thing like they do the Oscars? Or
it's like a foyer thing. You never know how it's really getting done. Or is it, if it's on the up and up, you just do it and you do it with a smile.
I mean, sometimes these things, they aren't what they seem when it comes to radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. I mean, I've been in the radio business, not as long as Shine, but I've been in the business. I know.
I mean, it's like, sometimes, for instance, like the Jam Scam. Right? Those aren't real people.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I've heard.
Telling somebody Santa's not alive. So please,
Santa's here.
So I went on the what is it? What did I say? It's the trust factor there. Like when you're taking what somebody is telling you for words. So I believe that.
I don't think it's called the trust factor.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I believe Carson and Kennedy wouldn't stand me.
No, I don't think they would. They're both excellent people, and I think they probably.
And I'm a trivia juggernaut.
It's all on the. Are you?
I mean, how many times have we done the? 10 giveaway games and people haven't been able to beat me.
Yeah.
I mean, he did give you that Iceland fact yesterday.
Yeah. Which is pretty good.
Yes, he did, which was totally wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
It was not like a simple Google search.
It is a simple
reminds Google. Us that Wiggy was wrong again on Iceland.
No, it's
hey, look, Greg trust Google again.
The conspiracy theorists want you to believe that it was because of the Viking who land there and saw the ice caps. No. But the true Icelandians will tell you.
All right. Let's get to Rob Bradford, who is presented this week by McFarland Energy, the home oil and HVAC company that Greater Boston, the North Shore, and all of Cape Cod depend on. See McFarlandEnergy.com to learn more. Also, Rob Bradford brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And he joins us this morning from Fort Myers for at least one more week on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Rob.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know, when Wiggy says he's a trivia juggernaut, he's basically saying that because he doesn't accept the right answer. So he says something, and you say, that's wrong. And he's like, no, it's not. And then he just goes on his way. So that's why he's a tribute juggernaut.
I'm like Kevin Malone from The Office. There's just a gift that I have when it comes to trivia.
Okay.
Seattle.
So listen, we're getting close to the home opener here, a week away from Thursday. And I think some would say this team is – has been a bit of a surprise when it comes to their performance. Are you feeling that same way, Rob?
No, I don't feel good about the team right now, to be honest with you. So but that could change at the end of the day. But this is how spring training works. Yesterday was such a dud. You had the relievers didn't do well. The only good thing that happened yesterday was that your cleanup hitter hit a home run, but that was on the other side of the state for an entirely different team. So it's, you know, I think that they got some things to figure out here over the next week and a half. And part of that is just getting guys back and back Yoshida and getting back Verdugo and two key guys. So, yeah, I mean, in a day, in 2 days, in a week, it could feel a little bit different. But a day like yesterday sort of it made us remind us that there are definitely some holes in this team.
Rob, with you being down there every day, I always wonder, like, how much does spring training show us? Is it like kind of like where we always look at preseason games in the NFL and, you know, I mean, I look at those like they mean nothing. So is that like the same approach that spring training is, or is there a better view of what the team is based on some of the games that they play, or is it just wait till the season starts?
No, it's a good question, because every time I go through NFL preseason, everyone freaks out about Bam Childress catching touchdown passes, you know? It's like, who cares? You know, it's so I think spring training is a lot like that. I will say this, is that to me, the most important part about spring training when it comes to actually winning games is at the end. You want to be playing well at the end. I've seen it carry over really good teams with the Red Sox, where they haven't been playing well at the end and they get off the really crappy starts. So I think that that's the key. The problem here is that you haven't even had your whole team together. So you got to sort of crunch a lot in a matter of a week. But I do think that there are things like, you know, like I said, with the bullpen yesterday, that you have to start figuring out. You have to understand, okay, this guy is going to go in the ninth, this guy's going to go in the eighth, this guy's going to go in the seventh. And right now, it doesn't really feel like they have all that locked in.
Rob, Brian Baio getting a lot of praise recently. What have you liked out of him in spring training?
First of all, I like the fact he has a tattoo that says 100. And I asked him, I said, why do you have a tattoo that says 100? He's like, because that's how I want to throw 100 miles an hour. All right, well, you know, don't we all, first of all? I give him a lot of credit. There you go. You have goals, you have aspirations. And you tattooed it on your wrist to show that. I think he's a really confident kid. And to me, you know, I always slow play these prospects. Everyone gets all like jacked up about him. Oh, they're going to be Hall of Famers and everything else. But I will say this, like this kid, when you see him face hitters, it's different. Like his stuff is really, really, really good. And I think that if you're talking about optimism with this team, I think that you go with Whitlock, you go with Bayo, you go with Sale, you go with the starting pitchers. And, that is one thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing this kid pitch this year.
I thought it was because he kept it 100 every time he talked.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, that's why I have my 100 tattoo. But, I mean, you know, everybody's different.
You mentioned Yoshida. Certainly, I mean, one positive would be that bat, and should that be able to translate here to Fenway, then – that's certainly something that would be helpful to this team.
Yeah, well, I just came out from the clubhouse and I was asking guys, like, okay, you know, what's your perception of this guy? And because all they had seen him do was take BP and out in the backfield, and the next thing you know, he's on TV hitting like historic home runs. And Kike Hernandez has said, like, we knew right when we started seeing him that this guy was legit. And you know, I think that what the WBC has shown, the fact that this guy's hitting cleanup behind Ohtani suggests something. I don't know if it's going to translate immediately, but I think that everything that we've seen from this guy is hugely encouraging. Now, you know, it's too bad that you have to say, hey, you know, here's your best hitter, and you don't even know what you have. I mean, that's where we are with this roster. But I guess it's a step in the right direction. And you know, I think the WBC as a whole, I don't know. I'm sure that, you know, Wiggy, you've been watching the WBC game?
I have. I have. I've been checking it out. My boy Showtime. He's going to be a free agent next year. So
who do you get tonight? Who do you get tonight? Japan or USA?
Oh, I'm going with Showtime all day long. I'm going with Japan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. But I think that, you know, these guys come back. Like, Kike Hernandez comes back yesterday from this unbelievable tournament where it's the most intense environment that you ever saw. David Ortiz, after the game yesterday, says it was more electric than even a World Series game. It's like, what? What are you talking about? But like Kike Hernandez comes back from that and then plays in this like awful spring training dud of a game. And it's such a weird dynamic. But I think that when you talk about the WBC, the thing is that you hope that that enthusiasm and that the electricity carries over even a little bit to what we're going to have in regular season this year. Because, I mean, this is what – forget about the injuries. I mean, baseball needs something like this, right? I mean, don't they?
Yeah. Plus the other thing is with Japan is they don't allow TikTok over there, so those guys are not distracted, you know, in the clubhouse. Now, let me ask this question, Bradfo, because
that's amazing analysis right there.
That is pretty good.
That's
though.
Really good.
You didn't know that.
No,
that
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a they don't allow TikTok, so it's too much of a distraction, so they can focus in on the important thing, which is winning the WBC. Bradfo, when you look at, I know that we went back and forth, or you and Curtis went back.
Up until now, Wiggy thought WBC was a category on Pornhub, but anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's a category that we would check out, though.
Hey, both are electric right now. Right. So there you go.
All right. Last week, you and Curtis went after, back and forth.
By the way, I have to interrupt here. I just went through the killing, taking on Kennedy segment. Yes. Wiggy got a question wrong that will haunt my dreams forever.
It is
the worst moment I have ever heard in radio. It includes me drunk with a dog tag.
So you and Curtis back and forth last week about opening day starter and Chris Sale and, you know, and just that thing. But when you actually look at this rotation, I think I heard Lou say this when he was filling in for Gretchen Foyer, that you need at least one, sometimes two aces. When you look at this starting pitching for the Red Sox, do they have one guy that could potentially be that guy?
Well, Chris Sale is going to potentially be. Yeah. Well,
but I don't know if I would put him in that category.
But you know, you say potentially, and the answer is yeah, potentially. Mm-hmm. But this is the problem. I mean, you could go down the list of guys. Chris Sale and Brian Bayo and Garrett Whitlock and Corey Kluber and all these guys. And say, yeah, potentially, sure.
Do you have one?
Yes. I mean, all those names that I mentioned potentially could be top of the rotation, one or two guys. No question about it. But the problem is, in the next breath, you're like, well, you prove it. You know, like, prove it. You can't prove it. And so I guess that it's better to have at least guys that have potential. But I do know this, is the teams they're going up against have the no doubt about it ones and the twos. So we're gonna have to figure that out. So to answer your question, Brian Bayo, like Courtney asked about him, like he has the potential to. Like what the image that he portrayed the other day, like that is an elite starter. But until this guy does it at the major league level, I can't say he's gonna do it.
Well, Sale's going to be on the mound today, correct? So do you want to see any type of improvement?
It's actually his half birthday, so he's not going to be able to.
Any improvement you want to see out of him to show that he is back and he is that guy?
No, because he could cruise through. It's still spring training. I mean, he could cruise through everybody, and you feel great about Chris Sale, and that's super. But it's not until whatever, you know, whenever that is, what is it, Thursday or Saturday, no, not Thursday, definitely Saturday, because we documented that. But Saturday, that's when it matters the most. That we listen, Chris Sale has done everything right this spring. He said all the right things. He's done all the right things. He's pitched well, so forth and so on. But, like, with the rest of this team, I've never seen a Red Sox team that is could go either way, that is so uncertain. And, you know, it's a weird feeling because, Wiggy, you asked about spring training.
Mm-hmm.
By this time, most of the time, like, I have a pretty good feel of the team. I'm walking through the stands, people asking whatever. I'm like, I can't tell you. I don't know. I would take the over of whatever it is, 74 wins, but still, I can't tell you exactly what this team's going to be.
Well, 9 days until we can all do.
Let's go.
We can all do what Chris Sale will be doing, and that is sitting back and watching the Red Sox play on opening day. So,
one of the
great days. I love opening day. I love the marathon day. I heard Rob, have you heard the rumblings that the entire or virtually the entire 2013 team will be back to commemorate the marathon. And
I don't even think it's rumblings. I think it's, you can lock that in. Yeah, okay. I think that's happening. Yeah,
that'll be on that marathon Monday game.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Great to talk to you, Rob Bradford. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Bob Bradford on the Harbor One Hotline, and here is Courtney with what is trending.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the lawyers at Teen Malone. And I don't know if you guys saw this. You bring up Marathon Monday. Zdeno Chara will be running in the marathon this year.
Yeah. Excellent.
Very cool. Okay. The Sox fell to the Pirates yesterday, 7-5. Red Sox spring training continues today at 1:05. Sox and Orioles, you can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Network with Lou Maloney and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. And Bossman Laird wanted me to make sure everybody knew that it is a sale day, so get excited about that. Right. Got the text. Sale day. We've got two games after the Sox. The Bruins welcome the Senators to town tonight. Puck drop at 7 p.m. And the Celtics take on the Kings out west. Tip at 10. And on the Pat schedule today, Devin McCourty's retirement press conference at 2 p.m. So make sure to be tuning in to that. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's going to be warm out today. Enjoy it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up tomorrow on this show, ESPN's Sean McDonough on the Bruins at 9. Far be it from me to question anything that you say, Wiggy. But I have yet to see anywhere that they have banned TikTok in Japan. And you said that as if it was a fact. I can't find that. Where are you getting that information from?
Well, you got it. That's deep diving into the culture of, you know, the Japanese culture.
Okay.
Very deep.
Okay, I don't see that as news anywhere.
My neighbor's Japanese.
Oh, your neighbor's Japanese, yeah. And your neighbor told you that TikTok was banned in Japan.
Not allowed, and that's why you know the focus is that, and you know I think there
can
was.
Can I read you a quick Google search?
Well, yeah. I also yes. The CEO of I believe TikTok now I think it was I don't know his name, Chinese guy, he said just recently that they don't allow their kids 13 and under. To use TikTok. So yes. I'm just giving you a piece of information. Take with it and do with it you like.
As of March 1st, 2023, Australia isn't banning TikTok, neither is Japan.
Okay. I sometimes find my algorithm to take me to Japan, to that side of TikTok.
Right. Okay.
It's a very interesting place. No, I'm.
It's gorgeous.
It is. And in the way that some of these people live and the gadgets they have to get through their daily lives are.
What do you mean?
Like toothbrush washers. They all have different washers for everything. They put their shoes in these bins. They wash them. Mm-hmm. Toothbrush goes into some little device, washes it every time.
Why would you wash your toothbrush?
Very.
It's like you're rinsing it in water every time you use it.
Oh, I think bacteria.
That seems like the most.
Bacteria.
Bacteria from what?
That's why you're supposed to throw out your toothbrush every so often.
No, I never throw out my toothbrush.
Oh.
Working well.
I think the Japanese are very hygienic.
Yes, very hygienic.
A lot of the stuff.
And if you guys want, you can follow my son, James Dub Curtis, on TikTok. He's got a great account.
I see. They have a lot of inventions they do create.
Yeah.
They create a lot of different things that you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. Oh, I would use that.
It's like Einstein's layer.
No,
but different even cooking devices. Chad, do you ever find yourself on that
side? Yeah, Z-Quil chicken farm. I love it.
I also get a lot of the travel ones where it's just showing you different sceneries throughout Japan.
Yeah.
In Shibuya or wherever.
The magnetic.
You can't do that on the internet. You can't type in Japan.
The magnetic.
I'm not searching it out for them. They give it to me because
of my algorithm.
Right,
that's the whole point.
Have you tried this other thing, which is called going outside?
Man. I've gone outside plenty. I've seen the United States.
I don't follow
not in the winter.
Courtney, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you with the toothbrush cleaner and all. They have a lot. I'm telling you, they have a lot of cool inventions.
Why do you? Again, you're going to have to explain to me why the toothbrush cleaner is a great invention.
Because if you let your toothbrush just sit there, where do you put your Where do you put your toothbrush?
I have a little thing that sits on the bathroom
in the sink.
Vanity.
Well, does it go inside the vanity, the glass, or is it outside?
No, it's outside.
All right,
they come by each echelon room and they clean the toothbrush overnight. Right.
So I'm betting it's probably, I would say, maybe 4 feet away from your toilet.
Yeah.
So all the, bacteria that's floating around every time you use the toilet, you flush the toilet.
You're going into the bathroom yourself. You understand that, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're going in there and you're collecting whatever bacteria you're paranoid about. You're collecting it on yourself.
I understand. So what? Wait a
second. What do you do? Do you wear a gas mask in the bathroom? Do you keep your mouth closed?
Well, because it's your back, just because it's coming from your body, it doesn't mean. So do you eat your dead skin?
Oh, God.
Right.
What?
No, I mean, your point is it's my bacteria.
No, your point is that it's a great invention to have a toothbrush washer.
Right.
You're washing your toothbrush every time you put it under the water when you're done with it.
You want to know the crazier invention that Japan has, Greg? An actual working train system. flawlessly working.
Yes, they
do. It's remarkable.
Yes, yeah. ILO on TikTok the other day, they showed me meth burgers. They looked lovely.
No, it's
cool.
You've got
to watch these. They're cool.
Well, I'm perfectly fine. I've never done it.
It's a way
That's fine. I will enjoy TikTok. You can stand over there.
I will. I love the corner.
It's a way to have things that, because now we know a lot of bacteria is around. It's a way to maybe nightly or maybe it's once a week you can wash your toothbrush to prevent.
They do it every single time they brush their teeth. It's a day in the life, and you watch these people and their apartments, their houses are so clean. Every time they walk in the door, they take their shoes off and they put them in these bins and they sanitize their shoes.
Oh, they have great storage bins.
Yes.
Great storage bins. I see them on Amazon.
This is the general
Wait,
problem.
What did you call it? A storage what?
Storage bin.
But why do you call it a bargain bin?
Storage bin, you know what I mean? Great. Because I have my sneakers in some of them, but some of the way that they've created them now, where you open the thing and it slides out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start banging my head with something.
All right, let's go back to the.
Let's play your questions with Kennedy.
I thought this was a great conversation.
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, the more I know.
It's interesting to me that the people of Japan.
Yeah.
What you're crediting them with is that they have incredible storage bins.
They do.
I mean, probably if you ask them. See, this is the perspective that you get from TikTok. If you ask them, they would probably not point to that or the toothbrush washing machine as their greatest endeavors.
No, it's more their hygiene is at a different level.
You could actually travel.
Some of us can't afford that.
Yes, I can't afford that.
In Japan,
weird
they have
flex, Greg.
Yeah,
in Japan,
I can just fly to Japan whatever
it's not
I want.
A flex, it's not. It's
call
nothing
up Wick,
to do
get
with,
the private
no,
plane over to
get
Tokyo.
Off your phone and get a flight.
It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with money.
You know how much a flight to Japan is, Greg?
I struggle.
You know the most famous man in Japan? His name is Alexander Graham Bin.
They have this thing you put out in front of your shower, so when you step out and your feet are wet. It never gets...
Oh, you mean like a bath rug?
But it never gets wet.
I have one of those, too.
Right, but theirs never gets wet. Yep. It doesn't get soggy underneath.
What do you mean it never gets wet?
So when you step on it every time, for some reason, the way it's made, the water just evaporates. So it never gets soggy. It never feels wet. You have some of those rugs you step on it.
They're gross.
Yeah, it's like stepping on swamp.
No, I will say this. Hawaii has, at least Oahu, has a very big Japanese influence. And the bathrooms there are next level. Wiggy, you would love them.
Yeah,
And you hit like three buttons and boom, see you later.
Now, see, on the text line, somebody says, Courtney, I watched the same video that you're referencing. It's an extremely rich Japanese family. That's not the common person in Japan who has that.
Well, I didn't do a background check on them, but I would imagine that they have money because of all the gadgets that they have. It's just fascinating, and I find myself watching video after video of them. You get sucked in.
Because they have all these really cool things that we don't have here.
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah.
And you would think we would be the most technologically advanced country in the world.
You'd think.
No, we're not even close. I think that they're 80% in, I'm not sure if it was China, has bidets. So they're on another level when it comes to cleanliness and hygiene.
Yeah, Japanese bathrooms, Wiggy would have a field day in.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's why I said they got seat warmers. They got all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you can connect right to your phone and you can warm your seat knowing I'm getting there.
Huh?
I can warm my seat knowing, like, Ninko has his 9 o'clock appointment.
Uh-huh.
He could, 15, 20 minutes before he goes through his phone, warm his seat.
But is that an issue for you? Like,
Have you ever sat on a cold seat?
No, because I have heat on it in my house. Like,
but it's still cold.
The toilet seat still gets cold.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Sit down and
it's porcelain. Of course it gets cold.
You sit down and you take a dump. Who cares?
There's a lot. Listen.
GMI.
Japanese know.
I think everybody knows what they're doing in there.
But the Japanese know that we all care about the bath. The bathroom.
Their vending machines are also wild.
My wife's a real estate agent. What are the two most important things?
Kitchen and bathroom.
Bingo.
Yep.
So you got to have
for
a
me,
good
it's
bathroom.
A bedroom.
Oh.
Hello,
definitely not your closet.
Hello, Sal. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, I wanted to back Wiggy up on that. I watched years ago MythBusters about the toothbrush in the bathroom. They actually did it. They put the toothbrush as far away from the toilet as possible, and they still found fecal matter, which is an awesome word.
And that's
what just happened.
On the toothbrush.
And that's what you brought.
Since that time, I always close the lid when I flush just to save it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant by
that's
Sal. And they also say when you're in one of those public restrooms, you should always be looking for the paper towels and not those air blowers. Because if you use the air blowers, it picks up fecal matter and it'll get on your hand.
What happens? Do you die? I mean, are there people dying in public restrooms from using the air blowers on
maybe
their hands?
Maybe that's why you had a cold last week, Greg.
All right. Are we going to get to Can't Beat Kennedy, which Wiggy did, Curtis?
I mean, I don't want to. I think this is good. Let's keep going.
What?
We have Wiggy, his five questions, if you'd like to hear them.
Okay, this is on Carson Kennedy.
Yep.
Our sister station. And the way the game works is Carson asks you five questions first. Is that correct?
That's
Wiggy?
Correct.
Hello, Wiggy? Are you with us?
I was just, Nico just texted me. Nothing better than following somebody after they warm the seat. He's completely right.
That's disgusting.
No, that is the best feeling.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
No, you want to be on the seat after somebody was on it?
Because they warm it up for you.
That is so freaking when you sit there. That is the worst feeling in the world.
If your wife goes in the bathroom, and his wife goes into the bathroom, she's in the bathroom.
It's one thing if it's your wife. If you're in a public bathroom, that's gross.
Not bad warming up the seat.
Oh.
You and Ninko are weird.
I know. I'm texting him now. I love it.
All right. Anyway, let's get to these five questions.
Question number one, Wiggy. Michelle Rodriguez says Jason Momoa is the best villain in the Fast and Furious franchise. He's in the upcoming finale, Fast X. Which actor refused to return to the Fast franchise because of his feud with Vin Diesel?
That would be my man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Question number two. It was 24 years ago today. Steven Spielberg won Best Director at the Oscars for Saving Private Ryan, who starred as Private Ryan in the movie.
Saving Private Ryan. Why am I thinking Tom Hanks?
He was in it.
I know. Why am I thinking Tom Hanks? I'm going to go with Tom Hanks.
Okay. Question number three. A scene in Amazon Prime's Swarm was inspired by creator Donald Glover's real-life hookup. It involved the girl that he liked waking up to him eating a bowl of cherries. What is Donald Glover's rap name?
Childish Gambino and Swarm has the best up-and-coming actor in Dansom Idris, star of Snowfall, best TV show out there right now.
Snowfall's
if you haven't seen Snowfall, it is tremendous. Great actor.
Like,
and it was Chloe Bailey with that sex scene. Very, very
provocative.
I was getting ready to say evocative.
Question number four. Three Doors Down are touring with Candlebox to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their Away From the Sun album. I know you're a big Three Doors Down guy.
That's what you listen to on the way to work, right?
What is their highest charting and most well-known song?
Man, you couldn't go with no Moneybagg Yo, no Glorilla, Three Doors Down.
I do like Glorilla.
I am listening to Finesse, too. I know you're a big Memphis guy.
Glorilla's from Memphis.
So Moneybagg Yo and
All our Moneybagg Yo questions were actually at 7:45.
Yeah, or a little baby question. So what was the question again?
What is Three Doors Down most well-known and high-charting song?
Can I phone a friend?
No, you cannot. Question number five.
I'm going to go with On Top of the World.
Question number five. Adam Sandler received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday night. Speakers included Conan O'Brien, Jennifer Aniston, Chris Rock, Pete Davidson, and more. It will air Sunday night on CNN. Can you name the Adam Sandler movie where he plays a slacker who adopts a five-year-old played by Colin Dylan Sprouse to show his ex-girlfriend that he's responsible?
Oh, listen, I am a Sandler fan. That would be Big Daddy. One of my favorite movies is Jack and Jill with him and Pacino, Dunkachino. So, I mean...
All right, let's get Kennedy
you
back.
You like Jack and Jill?
You like Jack and Jill?
Yeah, I do. I love all Adam Sandler movies.
I was about to say, like, what?
I love all. He's got a new movie coming out.
So how many of those did you get?
I got three out of five.
Is the Three Doors Down one, that's got to be Kryptonite, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And how did you miss Private Ryan?
Because I hadn't seen
that answer's Matt Damon.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't seen
it. He got confused with Saving Ryan's Private, which is the porno version that he liked.
I hadn't seen it in so long, Curtis, and I was just like, oh, man. And, like, that was early Matt Damon. I was just like, oh, man. It could have gave me, like, if they would have went with Men of Honor, I'd love that.
So who won?
Well, we have Kennedy. Do you want to hear her, or do you want to just know who won? We'll just tell you who won. Yeah. Kennedy won. She got four or five.
Oh, yeah. She did.
Yeah, so we it
just
went
saying,
down to
I would have gotten all five.
The last, it would have went there. See, the Three Doors Down got me, and obviously the Save a Private Ryan.
But he did pretty well.
Yeah, that was good.
If they would have came with a different movie, I like Save It Private Ryan, but it's been so long. If it would have been something else.
You got the Fast and the Furious one.
Yeah, like if it would have been more of that, like Courtney, you brought this
Who
up.
Who played Will Hunting?
See, there you go. I would have got that.
That was older than Private Ryan.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I that movie, I don't know. For some reason, Good Will Hunting sticks out more than anything. So if they would have went down that road of that movie, I would have got it. So,
movie-wise, I'm seeing the new Air tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yep. All right. Screening for Air.
Well,
so I
want to go to that.
All right.
That movie looks.
It looks so good. It's getting great reviews. New York had a screening last night, and Ben Affleck was at it. So if he went to that one, someone better be there tonight.
Yeah.
I think Matt Damon's filming a movie right now in the North End, too. Yeah, so that's my guess.
That movie looks so good.
Yeah.
And let the record show, I was wrong for not texting Courtney last week about the time that we were going to Banners. That was a mistake. But we did have a screening that I sent the whole crew with 80 for Brady, involving everybody. Courtney's going to Air tonight. Didn't let anybody know. This looks like the best movie of the year.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I will forward the email.
Yes, we'd like to go with you.
All right. Perfect. Santo and I are going, and Sarah and Tucker. And it's supposed to be really good.
James has great taste. He would be a great critic.
Very true. Apparently, Ben Affleck hired Viola Davis for her role because Michael Jordan was like, I'll help you out with directing this, but you gotta get her.
That was the one biggest thing that Jordan wanted, his request.
Right.
And what's crazy about this movie now, I know, is that it's not even really about Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not even, I don't even think he
It's like the Nike story.
Yeah. Like, you don't even really see him that much in the movie.
But somebody called it the best sports movie of all time.
Of all time?
Yeah. That was a review I saw today.
Titans?
Yeah.
Unnecessary Roughness?
Sports movie of all time.
Iron Gang.
And you want some Air Jordan trivia. Nike went to Magic Johnson first.
They did.
And they went to Magic and said, hey, listen, we want to do an exclusive deal with you. Magic's to this day says that's the biggest regret. And he goes, no, I'm with Converse. And they ultimately got Jordan.
I would like to go to that tonight. Okay. I would like to bring as my guest the sports information director at Farley Dickinson.
Oh, I think that would be he would teach you a bit about work ethic.
He works.
He might have college
hard.
Class. Great.
I don't know if he has if he can take a night off. The man is an absolute machine at work.
True story. He declined my interview request this morning.
He did.
Hand to God. Yeah.
Wait, did he really?
Yeah. I DM'd him. He said, no, I can't.
Why, you can't? Wow. Too busy?
Yep, busy.
I'd probably ask class.
It's opened up a big discourse from other people talking about the fact that college athletics will just get their students to take on these big roles while they're still students because they don't have to pay them.
Yeah.
So it's opened up a big conversation.
Oh, really? It's good. Isn't it good real world experience?
It's a great real world experience, but you're not getting paid.
All right. Gresh and Foyer minus Gresh coming up at 10. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockey game is the best
Dale
game
here.
Is that a request, Shine? What's the deal with that?
Yes, that was a request from Jeremy the Curtis fan.
Oh, ooh, the nicest.
Excellent. Guy's got good taste.
By the way, I don't want to interrupt. I'm being accused on either in the Twitch chat or on the text line of interrupting your date night with you and Santo by going to the movie tonight. I didn't mean that at all. I just want to see that movie.
There's a bunch of us going.
I'll sit separately from
No need.
If necessary.
No need.
What about Worm? Can he come?
Curtis, are we confirmed for our home opener live broadcast?
Yes, we will be at one of my favorite spots, Timeout Market, Thursday, March 30th,
excellent,
6 to 10 a.m., live broadcast, getting you ready for opening day at Fenway Park, one of the best days of the year in the wonderful city of Boston.
Awesome.
And there's a kitchen in there. I don't know if it's open. It's a little late. I know we only have like a couple days to set it up, but I am all ready and ready to do the meatball cook-off if you're interested.
Oh, I forgot about the meatball cook-off challenge. Yeah.
Got balls on the brain.
Huh. We do that right there in one of the kitchens.
Right. They have a big show kitchen.
Oh, they have tons of, like, every place has its own kitchen.
Right. And boom, get it right there.
Huh. So would that be me v. you?
Yeah. A little hard ball and some meatball right there, you know?
Okay. I get a twist to my meatballs.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh? Extra butter.
Mm.
That is the way. That's how I do.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how you two make them, right? Because didn't one of you say they put them in the oven?
Yep, I'm a baker.
Right.
You would love those.
Where normally I've always...
No, I also put them in the oven. That's not a new thing. And then I brown them in the pan.
Right, but most people Italian people who make meatballs, they fry them.
What do you mean, only Italian people make meatballs?
No, they fry them. They don't put them in the oven.
I think I like them when they're fried, yeah.
No, you finish them with a...
A
flash fry?
You put a good little crisp on them.
No, see, there you go. Here you go again with your...
With all due respect, Greg, I would not like any flashing from you in the kitchen.
With your food hotto-isms. No, you fry them and then you drop them in the gravy.
No, you cook them in the gravy. Like, that's the way that's it.
Wait, but you got to fry them first.
There are a few people I love more than Wiggy, but your desire to, like, change the rules of something.
No. I asked the question. I asked the question.
No, not that anybody wants my cooking knowledge anywhere, but I am on the same side as Wiggy. I fry and then cook them in the sauce.
Right. No one, me growing up, and my obviously my mother and grandmother were Italian. Yep. My grandmother was off the boat. Yep. And she never put them in the oven.
Yep.
She fried them and dropped them in the gravy.
My grandfather's name is Giovanni Battista Silvestro. He's as Italian as it gets.
And he puts them in the oven. I bet he don't put them in the oven.
Yep. Well, he's not with us, but he'll be with me in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, there you go.
He's always with
he'll
you, Curtis.
He'll be your inspiration, yeah, you. Curtis, grazie. For the event.
I mean, him and probably, you know, just the people of the North End that are unable to eat outside right now. I'm thinking of all of them. I stand against Wu and with the meatballs.
All right. Well, I think we got to get out of here.
Oh.
I hate to go, but we're up against the clock.
Yeah.
Fun show this morning.
Always fun. Yep.
Congrats on Can't Beat Kennedy. You almost did it.
Almost did. We went to game seven. Enjoy air tonight. Let me know how it is.
I'll send you guys the invite for anybody else that would like to come.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. ESPN's Sean McDonough on the show. Talking Bruins at 9 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go warm up the seat if anybody needs it.
Yeah. I'm going to work on a really good lead for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be thinking about it.
By the way, a quick... I get accused of being negative. It genuinely warms the cockles of my heart that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are still good friends. Mm. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I agree with
Despite everything, you know, Ben's had a bunch of up and downs, yeah. But like those two guys, local people who truly became international superstars, are still good friends and they love making movies together.
Yeah. And let me just be clear when it comes to those that are in the Twitch chat. The show is supposed to end at this time. I'm not ending the show early. I tend to end the show late, which gets me in trouble with the Laird man and with Gresh. And so I really should be ending the show at this time.
Well, they see 6 to 10.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why. So they're like, you're robbing them of 3, 4, 5, 7 minutes.
Well, no, we have to pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm
just telling you how
we have to stick to a schedule.
Well, the bizarre thing is Machu Picchu 4040, who's pissed that we're ending early, complains the prior 3 hours and 40 minutes about how much he hates the show. Very bizarre.
Should be happy that we're ending early.
Right.
But we're not ending early. We're ending on time.
And then we have the post Greg Hill after show with Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you doing that today? The podcast?
I do Wednesdays.
I do Fridays.
Wiggy Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. What day do you do?
I haven't done one yet. Oh. I'd love to do one, though. Oh. If it's
today's the day.
All right. I'll be happy to do it. I don't care.
Wasn't Jackson running around?
Jackson, get excited.
I mean, really? If there's anybody here you can criticize for not working enough, it's probably me. All right. We got to go.
Nope.
We got to go. Thank you very much for listening. Foyer and is Andy Hart working again today or is it
Fitzy?
Fitzy. Oh, all right. Foyer and Fitz. F&F next. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Adios and bye, Uncle Neil. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.